The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 23rd of August, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past few days coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Just when you think they wouldn't do it again, they did it again. And who is they? That'd be Facebook. I'm talking actually about Onavo. You know that VPN service that Facebook got back in 2013? Well, there's some privacy concerns with the thing, so what are they going to do? They're just going to pull the whole damn thing. At least on the Apple App Store, that is. Yes, it seems Apple kind of figured out that it violated the store's guidelines on data collection. Now, just so you know, its VPN provider became a data collection tool for Facebook, so it could monitor smartphone users' behavior outside the core apps. This would help Facebook, you know, for like live video strategy, competitions, you know, and other social apps. In fact, it's one of the main reasons why Facebook decided to purchase WhatsApp. Anyways, apparently Onavo Protect violated a part of the iOS developer agreement that regulates how app makers make use of data outside the core function of the software. Meaning, yes, on the face of it, it's a VPN service. But below that, Facebook's actually been using the traffic routed through its private servers for analytic purposes. Well, we finally figured out how much cash you're going to need for the Samsung Galaxy Watch LTE. You know that thing that's shipping next month? Well, get ready to save up about $380. That's actually $50 over just the Bluetooth models, by the way. Now, of course, the new Galaxy Watch is basically just a rebrand of Samsung's Gear S series, but we'll now have some size options, including a 42mm and the classic 46mm size. Now, they're both going to be watertight. Mention I said watertight. That's up to 50 meters depth, and apparently will come with 4 gigabytes of onboard storage. Shipping will start, at least according to Samsung, September 2nd. Get ready for the big bundle. Yeah, Microsoft's got a big bundle coming for you. How about an Xbox One console, Xbox Live, and Game Pass? All within a monthly subscription service. Apparently, this is part of their Xbox All Access service. Yes, you heard me correctly. An Xbox One as a subscription. As long as you get Xbox Live Gold and Xbox Game Pass for $34.99 per month. And yes, you've got to have that for 2 years. Now, apparently, the subscription will only be available from Microsoft retail stores. And how many are those are around? Yeah, not too many. But Microsoft says they are trying to work with PC makers so they can give the bundle deal elsewhere. Now, if this sounds new, it isn't. Microsoft actually offered a subsidized Xbox 360 bundle way back 6 years ago. That was bundled with Xbox Live Gold, of course. But hey, I guess if you're short on the cash but love the game, it might be something you want to check out. Finally, you know, these days we're always hearing about recalls, particularly when it comes to like smartphone accessories, you know, charging cables, headphones, you know, these kind of things that just don't work quite right. Well, this one's a cable on steroids, shall we say, and it's definitely one you're going to want to take note of if you've got a Ford electric car. Yes, apparently Ford is recalling over 50,000 charging cables for its plug-in electric hybrid vehicles. Now, what's the main cause for this? Are they plugging them in and hey, they're not charging? Nah, it's something a little bit more serious than that. Apparently, it can lead to a fire. Now, these are actually the 120-volt cables that are being recalled. You know, the ones that allow you to plug your car directly into your standard outlet there at your house? Yeah, kind of scary. If it's going to lead to a fire, not only is your car going to go up in smoke, your house might do as well. Hence the seriousness, according to Ford, for the recall. Now, from what we're hearing from Ford, affected owners will be notified by email. But if you're unsure, you can always go to the dealership where you got your car to begin with. Now, as far as there's any reports out there of this thing actually going ablaze, well, there is. Ford said they're actually aware of some fire reports, but they didn't elaborate after that. Probably because their lawyer stepped in. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website powered by TSO Host. And boy, have we got a heck of a deal for you if you're looking for web hosting right now. Head on over to tsohost.com. Pick yourself out a web hosting. Could be anything, because it's any web hosting. Then when you get to the checkout, you enter BTN30, because you get 30% off all hosting services. Freaking cool, huh? Take advantage of it right now. tsohost.com. BTN30 is your code. Also, check out BTN on social media, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter @BritishTech. I'm on Twitter @KyleSwagger. And and our Slack room with our BTN community. Come be a part of it. We'd love to have you. BritishTech.slack.com. That is the destination to be had. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself one heck of a Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.